Our first module in this coaching course is called commitment. I believe commitment is a word with no equal. It really takes a very clear definition on your goal to understand what to commit to. If you want to succeed in anything, you really need to define exactly what it is that you are committing to. Commitment starts with good intentions, but it never ends there. Good intentions are not commitment. Commitment is absolutely proven in action. Your behavior will reveal to me what it is that you are committed to in life. During this module, we'll be looking at four specific factors that I believe will help you to establish commitment in your life in a very definitive way. We will be looking at how to set values in your life, because everything that you do is driven by values. Secondly, we will look at life goals. How do you set goals that can motivate you and that will inspire you in the right way? Thirdly, we will look at intentionality. How can you be very intentional about success and living a life on purpose? Then lastly, we will be looking at how to manage these goals and these values in a practical day-to-day and life basis. I do not really like the word time management, because I don't think time management is possible. Everybody has the same amount of time, so we'll be talking about goal management. When we look at commitment, I believe that there's nothing in your life that you'll be able to do successfully and effectively unless you have the ability to clearly commit in a definitive way to what it is that you want to reach. Success doesn't happen by accident. You have to be very deliberate and intentional about what it is that you want to reach, and you have to define that clearly. And when that is clearly defined, you can commit wholeheartedly to that. Now, let me give you an example, for instance. Commitment is what helps you to define boundaries. I am, for instance, fully committed to my wife in our marriage and to my children as a father. Therefore, certain decisions have already been made in my life that I am not going to do. It is my commitment to my wife that causes me to live within certain boundaries. Now, unless I clearly make that commitment, those boundaries will not be clear. Now, within those boundaries, there's a lot of freedom. But when you do not have those boundaries, there's what we call lawlessness. And this is the reason, if you find your purpose in life, you can clearly commit to that, because then you will not live a lawless life that is determined by other people. You will live a purposeful life that was designed by God. So let's look at these four factors and let's help you to establish the foundation of everything in your life that you need to commit to.